I'm Apollonia Ponti, and welcome to the Write Your Legend podcast for daily motivation, inspiration, and advice about life, dating, and relationships. I believe we're all here to write our legend, and my definition of writing your legend is someone who embodies greatness, who prevails in the hard times, does right for the world, and constantly pushes themselves to embody happiness and success, personally and professionally. I commit to supporting you every step of the way. So let's write your legend and begin. Codependent relationships. Hi, everyone. I'm Apollonia Ponti, your dating and relationship coach and founder of ApolloniaPonti.com. And Natalie is here on the channel with me as well. She's one of my coaches in the practice. Thanks, Natalie, for joining me in today's video.
Hey, guys.
All right. Awesome. So we're going to talk about codependent relationships. Sign that you are in one, or if you're wanting to know more about codependent relationships and understanding if you are codependent yourself as well. So let's get started with sign number one. It's you feel like you've lost your voice in the relationship, right? So basically that anything that you say does not matter at all to the other person, or now it gets to a point within yourself,
yeah.
Right? So like whatever you speak about, your whatever your wants are, whatever your needs are, then you can find that they're not being met because you're scared to openly confess them, yeah. And possibly scared. So you compromise your standards, your boundaries, which you're going into as well. What do you think about that, Natalie?
Yeah, sometimes with that one, what'll happen too is it comes off in the head for codependents that they're justifying why they're not using their voice. So let's say that someone wants to feel like they need more attention, or they feel like the person isn't communicating well with them. But instead of voicing their concern and saying, "Hey, we used to communicate more, and I'm feeling like we're a little off on the communication here," the person is justifying it in their head, and they're going, "You know what? My girlfriend really feels like, she's going through a lot right now, and I shouldn't impose on her." So it comes out and it starts sounding like a justification. Mm-hmm. So now you're not using your voice, and you're not standing up for saying like, "Hey, I'd like more communication here."
Yeah, I like that. That's really good. That's a good point. So sign number two is you lose contact with your friends and family very often when you get into relationships, right?
Yeah. So we've talked about this in a previous video. In that honeymoon phase, of course, you're not going to be hanging out with your friends as much. And unless you're a woman, and guys, women do this. This is one of our secrets. We will tell all of our girlfriends everything about you.
Yeah.
Until we're in a relationship.
Yeah.
But you start to lose after the honeymoon phase, you know, when everything's exciting. With a codependent relationship, it becomes just you two. And it can become very unhealthy. It's us against the world. But what happens is when you're losing contact with your friends and with your family and with outside things, you're seeking everything from one person, seeking all of your validation, all of your love, all of everything, and you're putting it on that person. This is a very unhealthy way of doing it. Your relationship will eventually combust. Sign number three rolls right into this one. And it's you stop doing the things you loved, and you stop going out and doing your own hobbies, right? So again, you focus on the relationship, or your girlfriend is focused on the relationship, and you're not going to salsa classes anymore. You're not taking French lessons that you really wanted to, or you're not exploring things that you love and that fulfilled you. Mm-hmm. This is going to start making you feel like you're off. Something's wrong. You're not feeling very good about yourself. What happens in a codependent relationship is that instead of realizing that, oh, I'm not fulfilling myself inside, I'm starting to feel off, this person's going to fix me more now. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going more to the relationship and trying to seek more. I feel off. Fix me. Fix me. Fix me. Fix me. And it's not on your partner to fix you. Mm-hmm. This is where you want to stop, pause, and reevaluate and see, I'm starting to feel off. I'm not doing the things I used to love. Okay. And start to reframe and redirect.
Mm-hmm. And I think that leads us into tip number four. Tip number four is you start to ask permission from your partner a lot, right?
Yes.
Like simple things. Can I go to the gym? Like, I don't want to leave you. I just want to go to the gym, but I don't want to leave you and stuff. And where it gets to a point where it's like, you're trying to make it be cute, but it's really not, because you really need your own life too, right? And I think you ask for permission because you never want to leave your partner.
Yes.
And that comes from a codependency trait as well. right?
Yep. And again, your head will justify, oh, well, I'm just trying to make sure that she feels included in everything. Mm-hmm. When really you're asking permission and, you know, you're not feeling a sense of independence.
Exactly, exactly.
And the final tip on this one, that you might be in a codependent relationship or you might be a codependent, is you feel your partner. If you've ever caught yourself saying like, oh, I really feel their pain and I really feel them, and I don't want to say anything to them because I don't want to rock the boat and cause them any friction or cause trouble in their relationship. This is a big issue here. This means that you've lost your boundaries. You know, you're not standing up for yourself. You've lost your voice like the first one. But in this one, if you're noticing that you're really feeling and taking on your partner's emotions, traits, and what they're experiencing, you've now attached to the point where, you know, you're not able to handle your own things. You're taking on your partner's needs, wants, and feelings too much. Mm-hmm. And that can cause unmanageability in other areas too.
Yeah.
A really healthy relationship, guys, you don't want to like take on your partner's problems and feel as though you need to fix them. You know, you want to give them space and empower them to feel as though that they have the strength to fix their own problems and that they can go to you and ask you questions. But, you know, you're not taking on all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a lot for anyone.
Yeah, that's such a true statement. I love that you said that. Yeah, because a lot of times people, too, will be like, oh, I'm in a relationship and you got to pick and choose your battles. And they use that, like, pick and choose your battles as an excuse for but you really, that is the truth. And I talk about a lot about that in relationship videos, is like understanding, like, pick and choose your battles. But what Natalie is talking about is like when you know your boundaries are being pushed, or your values or your standards or the respect that you have for yourself is being pushed, or the respect that you have for the relationship, and what you choose to do is just kind of diminish your voice and stand back and not say anything, right? And that's really the underlining thing of what she's saying. So guys, I hope this helped you in regards to getting these signs, in regards to codependent relationships. If you find yourself in one and you need some help, please contact us. I'll put the link in the description box below where you can book a session with one of us as well. Natalie is an expert in this and she's really, really great in what she does.
If you enjoy this podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and share it with your friends. Congratulations to Writing Your Legend, and thanks so much for listening today. And I'll talk to you soon in the next episode.